Chan, and welcome along to another day's broadcasting from Dunleary Local Radio. We apologise we're on the air a little bit later this morning due to some major technical difficulties here at the studio, but we seem to have them all sorted out now. But we're back on the air. Well, we were on the air all along, but we couldn't bring you live programming for the time this morning, a little earlier on. However, it's live all the way till God knows what hour tonight. Susan couldn't be with you this morning. Susan Brady couldn't be with you at the classical show because she's away in Hollyer's at the moment, and things are a little bit haphazard at the studio station at the moment. A lot of people on leave, so to speak. Between now and 12 midday, we have the DX program on Dunleary Local Radio, where we talk to all our shortwave listeners and say hello to everybody we know around the world, in fact, and to read out all those letters that you wrote into us during the week. Also, give you a little update of what's happening in the free radio scene around the country and also around Europe and that. So we'll have a little bit of music to kick us off, and back to 1977, these are the ELO, and this one's called Living Thing.
Obtain your sample copy, write to us now at Pirate Chat, 21 Green Park, that's Avon, England, BA11HZ. That's Pirate Chat, 21 Green Park, that's Avon, England, BA11HZ. Pirate Chat, the free radio magazine of the 1990s.
hand of the walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend.
From one of the best LPs of all time, 1967, would you believe it? That was the Beatles from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and one of their best-known songs, we called With a Little Help from My Friends, and hopefully you'll find your friends right here on DLR 106 FM and 6220 kHz. Good morning to Europe on the shortwave band on 6220 and a 48-meter shortwave band, and good morning to everybody there. And we'll also take reception reports for our shortwave transmissions, of course, and you can ring us at Dublin 2852302. That's only if you're listening on shortwave at the moment. We're not taking local FM calls for reception, or should I say, for dedications and requests. So if you're listening on shortwave at the moment, anywhere at all, give us a buzz, 2852302. We'd like to know how we're sounding in your particular area this Sunday morning. And some of them wrote into us during the week. Mr. John M. Rains of 267 Pelham Road, Immingham, in Lincolnshire. And he wrote to us, in fact, he received this transmission, or should I say, last week's Sunday's FRC Ireland programme. He says, I have today, on the 23rd of August 1992, heard your station DLR 106 FM at 9:15 GMT on 6220 kHz, and he gives us a simple rating of 33433, and he gives a little bit of details of the programme content, music by Lionel Richie, Stuck With You, also Jonathan King's Everyone's Gone to the Moon, and an advert for the Free Radio magazine. Receiver in use here is a realistic DX302 with N-fed wire antenna. And if my report agrees with your station log, please send me your QSL card and station info, for which many thanks in advance. He says he noticed that we asked for two IRCs, but he's only got one. Don't worry about that, John. We'll definitely send you on still an information pack. And in fact, you get one of the brand new QSL cards and all the bits and pieces and some really nice stuff. So if you want to write to us too, of course, by all means do so. We'd love to hear from you. If you're listening to us, especially on the shortwave, write to us at DLR 106 FM, Dunleary, County Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland. That's DLR 106 FM, Dunleary, County Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland. Rather simple address indeed, and it does get to us. You needn't worry about that. We'll say a big hello and good morning to Mr. Gareth Young, who's listening somewhere in Acton in London. And hopefully you're tuned in this morning, Gareth, with a bit of a head on you or whatever. But hopefully you were listening to us this morning and picking us up loud and clear on the 48-meter band, and we'll see you soon. Who else did we say hello to this week? We got another couple of QSLs here, and I'm trying to make a bit of head or tail out of this one. The next one comes from Mr. P.W. E.W.E.R.S. Hours, I don't know how to pronounce that, in fact, would you believe it, of 12 Brayhill Road, Brill, Buckinghamshire, in England. And It must be the shortest little letter I've seen. It's not much bigger than the size of a postage stamp for last Sunday, in fact, the 23rd of August 1992 on 6220. It's the Radio CI programme, he has it. Slight fading on single, but good audio and clear and slightly noisy overall, listenable. And is the equipment he's using, the receiver, is a low H150 and a 12-foot long wire antenna. Please forward a QSL card, 73's Paul. And its location is 9 miles northeast of Oxford, a very famous place. And he says, I keep monitoring 6FM, but have not heard yet. I have a 7-element beam vertical with a Clarion car radio we have here. Well, in fact, I don't know where Oxford is in England, but it's quite possible to pick us up on FM along the Welsh coast, along North Wales, and I'd say imagine North England somehow. We've had one or two reports earlier on this summer when the conditions are very good for FM reception in places as far afield as locations near Manchester, in fact. I believe we were picked up on FM, and I don't know if we have a letter from them, but however, not to worry. DLR 106 FM, don't forget, coming to the top of the hour at 11 o'clock, we'll have the Free Radio Campaign of Ireland programme, or should I say the Radio North Sea International Story Part 2. That's coming up at 11 o'clock, and it's very, very interesting stuff indeed. So if you remember the old offshore stations back in the 60s, well, a little bit of nostalgia for you coming up at 11 o'clock. In the meantime, we'll have a little bit more music, and here's a duo called England Dan and John Ford Coley. And I'm not going to play I Really Love to See You Tonight. This one's called Nights Are Forever Without You.
Lying in bed with the radio on, moonlight falls like rain. Soft summer nights spent thinking of you. When will I see you again? You. I didn't know it would be so strong. Waiting and wondering about you. I didn't know it would last so long. Nights are forever without you.
Honey, all right.
Price. A little music there from the Archies. That's called Sugar, Sugar. Takes back to 1969. Would you be for that one? Great, great song. I need to remember listening to that as a young fellow. We say big hello and good morning to Mr. Frank Hunger of Kurt Kohlerstrasse. And that's in Abermassenthal in Germany. And he wrote to us on the August the 15th. And he says, "Dear sir, some days ago I heard some signals of your station, but I don't get the right address. It's Frank Mr. Schubert from Lambach. Search for address, and now I can write here as a reception report. The date was the 1st of August 1992 at 7.58 to 8.18 UTC. And he has the frequency of 6221 kHz. And some technical remarks about the signal. The signal was clear and strong for some minutes, but strong fading interferences by CWTX. And his receiver used was a Panasonic DR48 double hedge super heterodyne shortwave from 1.6 to 27 megahertz. And his antenna was a 5-meter dipole, and it's located outdoor. His location, Abermassenthal, is a little town in the south of Germany. In the south of Germany, yes, in the middle mountains, about 1,000 meters high. Some personal information, he's 41 years old, the Exer, since 1967, and he's been listening to free radio since 1977, and he gives more program details at 7.58 at UTC, all times in UTC. Do you feel the same woman? That was why the an ad for the Ford advert he has in the back of here. The simple rating then was all threes, and then he heard whistling slowly by a song by Jane, Lonely Night he has down here. I'm not quite sure that was at 8.03 UTC. And also, he gives a little list of some of the more of the records he heard. He said, "Please, would you check my reception report, and if you find this correct, please send me your QSL file. Thank you very much, and all the best to your team. And I hope I can hear you again soon." Right, and I just spoke for free radio. Your listener, Frank, and this Frank listening, of course, in Abermassenthal in Germany. I hope I pronounced that right, Frank. And if you're not listening to us this morning, of course, you'll pick us up again, because this program goes out on the shortwave transmissions on the all-night service from DLR. Don't forget, we have increased our broadcasting hours on shortwave, and if you have been a regular listener, say, for a Sunday morning, you can also pick us up every night, because we broadcast every night on the shortwave 48-meter band on 622 row, everywhere between 2 a.m. and 9 a.m. That's local Irish time. That's 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. GMT, or whatever you want to call it. And of course, on Sundays we broadcast from 2 a.m. on Sunday morning right through till 9, or should I say 12, midday on shortwave. Right, DLR 106 FM, if you'd like to write to us, it's DLR 106 FM, Dunleary, County Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland. That's DLR 106 FM, Dunleary, County Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland. And we send you a nice brand new QSL code, which we've made up, lab and also in store. And so you'll get a station information pack and a few pictures of the studio and little bits and pieces and all. And it's rather nice stuff indeed, so if you'd like to get yourself a copy of that, why not write to us, DR 106 FM, Dunleary, County Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland. 22 minutes away from 11 o'clock this Sunday morning. Don't forget the RNI Part 2 stories coming up a little later. And some information that that came to us during the week, some rather sad information indeed about radio. We'll let you know more about that after about half past 11 or whatever. And we'll have a little bit of music, and why not something by ABBA. Thank you.
today's demand on free radio market.
To reserve your copy of the forthcoming September edition, send just £1 now to Pirate Chat, 21 Green Park, Bath, Avon, England, BA11HZ. That's Pirate Chat, 21 Green Park, Bath, Avon, England, BA11HZ. Pirate Chat is the free radio magazine of the 1990s.
Summer of 1977 there. That was Mink DeVille with the Spanish Stroll, especially for our Spanish listeners. Listening to us on the 6220 kHz 48 meter band. Good morning to Mr. Albert Stevens. I think he's listening down there in Wales, down near Cardiff in Wales. Nice time along. great track from 1977. That was Mr. Gary Wright with the Dreamweaver. That song getting another lease of life because it's taken from a movie out of the moment. We don't know what movie it is, but however, it's back out on re-release. Great song indeed. Right, we'll say a big hello to Mr. Milby, and he's listening to us in Nottingham, which is in central England, and thanks for the call there, Bill. Nice to know we're drinking well, loud and clear on the shortwave this Sunday morning. Nice to have your reception report. Don't forget, if you are listening to us on the shortwave this morning, and you're listening outside Ireland, we'd love to get a reception report from you. 2852302. That's a Dublin number. That's Dublin 2852302. Or else you can write to us at DLR 106 FM, Dunleary, County Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland, and it'll get to us at DLR 106 FM, Dunleary, County Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland. We say hello now to Mr. Menno Brock of Sandelberg, the Northern Wild in Germany, West Germany, I think it is. I hope my pronunciations are getting a little bit better on the German. I'm not quite sure, but however, you've listened to us on the 16th of August at 8:19:92 at 1:35 to 1:47 UTC on 6220. He gives us a simple rating of 42343, which is a rather good simple rating, in fact. And it just says that the program details will consist of rock music, announcement of the next music title, some techno music, an announcement of next music title, and some identification music. The receiver is a word receiver with an active antenna, and I hope that you will send me a QSL card for this report. Thank you very much, Mr. Menno Rock of Flandernwag, Ludenscheid, and that's in Germany. Had a few letters from Germany this week, and another one this morning. Who's it got? Elf, that's all right. Mr. Martin Polinski, he wrote to us a couple of times, in fact, and he's listening in a place called Versen, and that's in West Germany. And he says, hello, DJs of this wonderful station. Here is another report from me. Thanks a lot for your last verification. Here is my report on the 25th of July, 1992, on 6.220 megahertz, which is the same thing as 6220 kilohertz. Music by Eric Clapton, and also Dire Straits, You and Your Love, he has in question mark here. Some Fleetwood Mac, and also Jimmy Jones, TLR 106 FM. Right, let me, he gives us, please verify my report by QSL card and sticker, and please enter soon. All the best for you. Well, I heard your station each and every weekend and sometimes during the week, and it is still a very nice station with a very good programming. Please let me know more about your scene in Ireland, and you must know all the latest. Well, hopefully we'll kind of fill you in a little bit more on that. So he says he sometimes listens to Radio Dublin on shortwave and also Capital Radio International. And next year is the final decision, and I will either come to Great Britain and Ireland, and then I will train under the ground, he says here. Cannot really make much out of that. Anyway, please verify by your QSL card and if you have a sticker. And that's a nice letter there from Mr. Michael Kolinski, and he's listening to us in a place called Versen, and that's also in West Germany. Right, we're going to have the RNI story in about 8 minutes' time, and we'll have a little bit of music before that. Here's a little bit of Cilla Black from the 60s, and a nice little number. This one's called Anyone Who Had a Heart.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me. Thank you.
That's the powerful voice there of Miss Cilla Black, and that was taking us back. Number one back in the 60s, that one's called Anyone Who Had a Heart. We'd say a big hello to Mr. John Dalton, who's hopefully listening somewhere in London this morning. Nice to have you along. Right, we'll also say hello to another one of our German listeners. Quite a few letters in from Germany this week, and the next one is from Mr. Alexander Schulz, looking back, I think it is. And he says that, dear sir, since 1973, I've been listening to radio stations from all around the world on shortwave. My favourite stations being free radio stations or independent ones. And I've recently come across your station on 6220 kHz, and I was very pleased to be able to hear it. I've decided to send you a reception report, which I hope will be of interest to you. The date was the 16th of August, 92, and the time was 5:39 to 6:01 UTC. And the frequency is 6220 kHz, and brackets, I measured exactly 6220.4. You could be right on that one. Reception quality, signal strength was fair, and there was some interference from other stations. And the noise propagation disturbances was moderate, with only slight fading, but the overall quality wasn't poor, he said. Well, hopefully we'll be, working on that, and we'll be getting into Germany much better when the bigger transmitter comes on the air rather shortly. As he said, there's a technical remark. At his receiver, there is always a nasty heterodyne whistle generated by the BBC World Service on 6195 kHz. Thus, no real interference, he says, but a fault of his receiver. And hopefully I get that fixed, and they won't have any heterodynes listening to us. Right, the programme details at 5:39 talk about the band Reconciliation playing at the Magic Carpet, and then a song by the band The Reconciliation at 5:45 with some music by Tom Petty, followed by station identification giving the shortwave frequency. Also, we heard some rock music and DLR jingle with music by the Eagles Hotel California. Right, his receiver is a PLL synthesized portable Sony ICF 2001D with telescopic antenna and an additional pre-selector. I hope the above program details and prove that I really heard your station, and I would be very glad if you verify my reception report. And some information about your station would also be very much appreciated. By the way, I'm 32 years old and I'm working as an archivist, I have here, at the regional government. The place I live is about 40 kilometres away from Frankfurt, thus in the very middle of West Germany. I should be glad to hear from you soon to cover your postal expenses. He encloses an IRC. Thanks very much to Mr. Alexander Schulz. Welcome back. And he's listening to us in a place called Tannstein, which is right 40 kilometres away from Frankfurt in middle Germany. Right, it's 3 minutes away from 11 o'clock, or a nice story part two coming up, so if you want to hear that and tape it, if you want to get the collection of all these stories. In the meantime, we'll have a little bit of music to take us there, and don't forget, if you are listening to us on shortwave, if you'd like to give us a reception report, it's DLR 106 FM, Dunleary, County Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland. That's DLR 106 FM, Dunleary, County Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland. And don't forget, we'll also take international phone calls this morning, and our Dublin number is Dublin 2852302. That's Dublin number 2852302. Taking us up to the top of the hour, we have a little bit of music this time around from the Saturday, or should I say, the Earth, Wind and Fire, and this one's all about your Saturday night. How did it go last night?
Show a stormy man. When you go to wake, you see the sun. Come waste your time and have it fun. Broadcasting from Dunleary on 106 MHz FM in stereo, this is DLR FM.
Things at last seemed to be improving for the Meebo too. After all her trials and tribulations, who could think something else could happen? But it did. Just before 1:30 p.m. on the 29th of August 1970, the launch the Viking and the tug Husky were seen heading for the Meebo too.
7 minutes now away from 2 o'clock, and we have to apologize to you for interrupting our normal program schedule with these urgent messages, but as you can probably appreciate, something rather drastic has happened, or is trying to make something happen, which we won't stand for. We're refusing to allow anybody on this radio ship, and if you've just joined us, perhaps you'd like to be put in the picture that a tug has come alongside, along with a person by the name of Kees Manders, who apparently is a well-known figure in Holland, and he is trying to take the ship away. Our captain has only allowed him on board and nobody else, and that will remain that way. I'm not going to let anybody else on board the ship, only Mr. Manders, to hear what he's got to say. But Radio North Sea International will stay broadcasting until we receive a definite order from our head office in Zurich. So if anybody is listening in Zurich or in London or in our office in The Hague in Scheveningen, perhaps they would like to do something, perhaps send a boat out, or perhaps try to make contact with us on the short wave.
Spangles Muldoon takes up the story.
Mark Wisley came down and said there's a little boat, there's a little cabin cruiser at first, coming quite close to us, plays them the record. They're waving to us. So we played them a couple of records. And then out of the mist came a tug called the Husky. It was a big tug, and it had all the equipment on to cut the anchor and everything. And it got quite menacing within about 5 or 10 minutes. You know, the whole theme of the program had changed dramatically from playing records to them to sort of almost putting out SOSs, but we'd still kept reasonably low key over this. And then Mark came down, and Carl Mitchell was with him this time, who was senior disc jockey, and said there really is problems now, that they're trying to talk to our captain and they want us to switch off the transmitter and go in with them. And they send a chap across, which I think is ship law, that if somebody wants to speak to the captain does have to speak to them. Just one person came across. And we have a few more details now for those people who might like to know. The tug is in fact called the Husky and is now going round us in ever in decreasing circles. I think that's the right term. And we can certainly have a bit of help, I feel. Here's Andy.
Well, the situation is we're none of us are sure what's happening at the moment, but this certainly isn't an authorised tug, and we have no tugs. The Meebo is in no need of a tug because we have perfectly good engines. So we're not exactly sure what is happening, but a tug is going by, and the captain, and also a small launch. The captain allowed one of the men aboard the ship, but he refused to let any more on board, which is his prerogative, and this is the way it's going to stay until we receive details or instructions from our head office. So once more, we'd like to make a call to our head office in Zurich, or if anybody's listening in our London office or in The Hague, perhaps you could try and get a message out to us on the short wavelength, or
they threatened to pour water on the aerial. I think I was responsible for stopping that. I don't know if what I said was right, actually, that if they had sprayed water on the aerial, they would have put us off the air, but they also could have electrocuted themselves. Thinking about it, they probably wouldn't have done, but the way we built it up on the air, they didn't do it.
I think they're going to spray water onto the antenna, which apart from tripping on our transmitter,